Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic. It's simply a little goes a long way. A little goes a long way. Think of all the things our society does to help a little go a long way. Remember when the fuel prices were soaring? Automakers then began to create hybrid cars. That meant that you could put a lot less gas in your automobile and go a whole lot further. Yes, that little goes a long way concept even has a relevance in the restaurant industry, as many restaurants offer buffets and all-you-can-eat programs whereby you pay one price and get to eat everything you want that they've got available. Yes, that little goes a long way concept is very important and has a relevance to the business world because there are small things we can do every day as independent business owners and entrepreneurs, small things that we can do that actually have a powerful impact on our clients. Let's talk about them by using the acronym TAD, T-A-D. That word TAD represents just a little, a smidgen, a small contribution. I want you now to respect that small contribution, those incremental things you can do every day that make a difference in the lives of others. That T stands for thoughtfulness. Yes, my friends, that thoughtfulness. When was the last time you picked up the phone to call a client or a prospect? Maybe someone that it didn't even decide to do business with you, but you called them just to check on them, or you sent them an email or a thank you note. Those acts of thoughtfulness go a long way with people. I'm reminded of a salesperson who made a habit every day for 1 hour of sending thank you notes to the people that he had contacted during the course of that previous week. He dropped them a little note in the mail, whether they purchased from him, whether they didn't. He just took the time with a few postcards just to write them a note of thanks. He would thank them for their time and for them coming out to his office. He thanked them just for a few things and always would add a personal note. His sales went through the roof because everyone that ended up purchasing from him were moved by those thank you cards. Again, it can be something small that just shows someone you're thinking about them. Think about how good you feel when you know others are thinking about you. That's where we get that old term. It's the thought that counts. And in business, that term means more. That phrase is more powerful than ever because it is the thought that counts. In this impersonal society in which we're living in today, where text messages have dominated and social media plays a major role, it's now not often to find someone who will take the time just to write and mail a note of thanks. Imagine the thought process that goes into someone actually taking the time to write a letter, put a stamp on it, and drop it in the mail. It can be a very simple process, but it also shows a great degree of thoughtfulness. That A in our TAD acronym introduces many to a new word, one of my favorites. It's called alacrity. Yes, alacrity. A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y. It simply means doing everything with enthusiasm and energy. In the old days, they may have called it service with a smile. Yes, alacrity is simply that art of being able to infuse people around you with your infectious enthusiasm. When was the last time you showed people how happy you were about what you do? It should be a part of your story. When you're telling people about what you do, never fail to do it with a smile on your face and tell them how much you enjoy what you do. Yes, that's the rarest breed of person who can do what they do with happiness and with pleasure. It's one thing to say the words, my pleasure, and oh, I'm glad to do it. It's one thing to say those words. It's yet another thing altogether to actually show it in your actions, in your walk, in your body language, in the way you shake hands and make eye contact, in the way you smile at the customers when they walk in.
Again, that energy and that enthusiasm typically makes people get excited about doing business with you. Again, how it's great to have people who are excited about doing business with those who are excited about the businesses they run. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to just try a little enthusiasm in your voice, a little more positive posture and body language throughout the course of the day. Think of about three or four things you can do to show how excited you are about what you do. It could be the way you communicate. It can be the things you say to encourage those people around you that are working on your team. Whatever you do, do it with alacrity. That D in our TAD acronym stands for dependability. Dependability. It may seem like a little concept, but it certainly goes a long way. I had an opportunity to vacation with my family in Paris. And while in Paris, we were close to downtown, and I walked the streets and I found a pastry shop early one morning, and they had the greatest pastries you could ever imagine, macaroons and eclairs and you name it. I mean, the pastry shop was beautiful, and they also spoke English, so I was excited to connect with them. Well, I got all these pastries. I took them back to the hotel. The whole family enjoyed them, and the next day, I said, I'm going back again. I went back at the same time, only to discover the place was closed, and I'm saying, man, why are they closed? I went back the next day, a little bit later, they were closed again. And this time I said, I'm going to wait and see if someone shows up. And finally, someone showed up about an hour later. I went back in there about an hour later and they showed up. And I said, hey, I came yesterday. Nobody was here. I came today. I've been waiting for over an hour. I love your pastries, but you guys are never here. And the lady responded by saying, oh, yes, we don't really have regular hours. We come when we feel like it. And again, as much as I love the pastries, because the shop was not dependable, I could not continue to go back. Again, time is valuable on a vacation like it is everywhere else. And again, keep that in mind when it comes to the dependability of your products and your service and the things that you promise and deliver. People may love you. They may love what you offer. They may be a great big believer in the things that you promote. However, if you in any aspect or your products in any aspects lacks dependability, then it can't win. I can tell you, my friends, that dependability goes a long way with in encouraging your customers to have long-term confidence in you. Is just a tad. Thoughtfulness, alacrity, and dependability. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.